I'm Jeff Heisner with the Michigan District, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we're talking to Pastor Derek Riddle from Trinity Lutheran in Jackson. Pastor Riddle is also a member of the Board of Directors for the Michigan District. And Pastor, you took a call a little over a year ago to Trinity in Jackson. How are things going right now?
Things are going well. We feel at this point we've settled into ministry in Jackson. Ministry in Jackson is very different in many ways from where we lived and served previously, but really liking where Trinity is right now in terms of figuring out some clarity and direction for the future. So some big challenges ahead. Absolutely a lot of work to do, but I really like where we are right now.
Now, if I recall, there are about five big churches right there in that area where you're located in downtown Jackson. That's got to be interesting.
It is an interesting location. And to be honest, actually, I'm a little embarrassed to say that I've had very little interaction with the other churches that are right there. We just don't. One of them is literally right across our parking lot. And we just don't interact a lot. For better or worse, that really hasn't been the focus of my ministry so far. But yes, we're in a spot downtown where there are a number of churches in very close proximity. And I think that's one of the challenges that Trinity has been wrestling with is as we're trying to figure out how we can better minister to the downtown community, how can we partner with other churches in a way that, you know, we can do that safely, but we're not everybody's trying to do their own thing and not everybody's trying to do everything, but we're finding ways we can help each other, partner with other churches and other ministries that are located downtown. It's a unique location, but with some challenges, but it's a good location.
Now, we've just done a full series on our podcast about connecting and partnering with other churches in the organization. If you would speak to that and maybe speak to the importance of doing that, whether it's with other churches in your area or other churches in your circuit.
Yeah, absolutely. That actually is one of our priorities going forward is to, we're kind of shifting our ministry in a way to focus on our school. And then with that, trying to change how we use our downtown location, which our facility really, frankly, doesn't get a lot of use during the week. Mm-hmm. And so one of our priorities is, in fact, we've been very specific about that, is to identify and establish a certain number of partnerships with other churches, perhaps other ministries who might use our facility or whom we might serve with our facility. And that's probably not something that our congregations are really accustomed to doing. And I think that does threaten people a little bit. But I think that's really important if we're going to really serve our downtown community to find ways that we can help each other, we can help other churches. We cannot try to do the same thing that others are doing and find things maybe. And I think that, which is a something that we've also identified as a priority, that's really something that it takes conversation, asking, what others are doing and then maybe trying to find our own niche, a way that we can serve the community that others are not serving it. And, the entire community benefits from that being served better. Here in Jackson, we have one other Missouri Synod congregation in Jackson and a Redeemer. Redeemer has been very supportive of Trinity through a long vacancy, about 5 years. And Redeemer actually does partner with us in a number of ways. We run a monthly food pantry, for example, in our location, our downtown location. That in and of itself is a partnership, though, because the food for that comes from a Jackson-based ministry that supplies a number of food pantries that run in the community. Redeemer actually sends members down every month when we put that on to help. And so we are doing that side by side And Pastor Holdorf and I get together regularly, and we're, you know, always kind of talking about other ways we might partner. They're actually closer geographically to our school than we are, than our downtown location is. And they're very supportive of our school. Recently had a kind of a service work day at our school, just to be supportive of the school. We do some other things with them. So I think it really does come down to, you know, just being willing, being open-minded, being willing to have conversations, being willing to kind of step outside your comfort zone a little bit and maybe consider some possibilities that, you know, haven't been pursued in the past.
So that is one of the interesting things about Trinity, where you're at, is that you have the downtown campus where the church is, and then the school is not there. It's in a different spot.
Yeah, it definitely is a challenge, and it's not a new challenge. Trinity is used to it. Trinity is a very old congregation, about 155 years, and originally its school was downtown. They closed the school during one of the world wars, I believe, and didn't really plan to reopen it. But then about 1960, some land was donated where the school is now. They made the decision to reopen it. It's been there since. And so that's kind of been long since before I came. And that's been a reality for Trinity to kind of wrestle with those two locations. How do we best be a downtown church, but operate a school ministry that's in a not just a different location, but it's a very different community in terms of makeup. Mm-hmm. It's unique, and I think for Trinity, and I'm sure there are other churches like this too, but I felt coming in that it was going to be an important part of my job to help Trinity figure out kind of which direction we're going. It's because it's really difficult to, how do you do both of those? Mm-hmm. And I think that's been something Trinity has struggled with for a long time. Our conversations have kind of clarified that both of those aspects of our reality as Trinity are really valuable to the congregation. And I wasn't going to be surprised if we sort of shifted one way or the other, but the congregation spoke pretty loudly about that we value both of those. So we just got to kind of continue to wrestle with, you know, how do we do both well?
So this kind of leads me to my next question, where you started a new video series called This Is Us, and that kind of leads into probably the This Is Us video series. What's this all about? And feel free to talk about how it came about. I'm sure it is from those conversations, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Shortly after I came to Trinity, it became apparent to me, because Trinity's been through a lot, mm-hmm. A long vacancy, a lot of decline, I really sensed, again, those two, you know, being pulled in two different directions, and being new to Trinity, I felt that was really going to be important for me to know, okay, how do I lead the congregation, you know, in one direction or the other? What's going to be our focus? Mm-hmm. And so pretty shortly after I came, our staff and I spent a lot of time talking about what's the best way to tackle, you know, those conversations. And we wound up finally deciding last fall to partner with 5-2 Bill Woolsey, and was not an easy decision to bring them in. It's a wonderful process. They call it a strategic growth process. They've worked with other congregations here in Michigan, and certainly in Ohio, and elsewhere across the Synod, and they do wonderful work. Frankly, it's not an inexpensive process. And so we had to, you know, kind of agree, and finances are tight. So we had to agree, to view that as an investment in our future. Thankfully we made that decision, as, you know, our leadership got behind it, congregation got behind it. Congregation, frankly, is still learning, you know, what all this is going to mean. But that process really got underway in earnest at the beginning of the calendar year this year, and has led to this video series. So 5-2 takes you through a series of workshops. They really kind of bring out your congregational values, and then how that leads to help you clarify your mission and your vision and create a five-year vision. And then that results in a five-year strategic plan. And so we have kind of finalized all that. But then what 5-2 recommends that you do is you, a lot of the congregations involved in all those workshops here and there, but not everybody, obviously. And so then the kind of the last step they suggest is that you roll that out to the congregation through a sermon series. We finished our workshops this spring, and we felt it didn't make sense to try to do that sermon series over the summer. So we're doing it this fall. And then we started talking about, well, what could we do over the summer that would kind of whet people's appetite for that and help them to not draw the conclusion that nothing's happening? And I think the video series has been an example of how gifted the people of Trinity are. And particularly comparing serving at Trinity to where I've served elsewhere, when I've served in congregations previously with essentially no staff. And so the pastor's involved with everything. And one of the things that I've loved about this process is just to kind of see how the members of Trinity have been able to use their gifts, and I don't have to be a part of every conversation and every project. So that this series, the This Is Us series, grew out of conversations with me and kind of key staff people, kind of envisioning what this could look like. And we landed on thinking of putting all the pieces together as a giant puzzle.
Okay.
And then how could we introduce each piece from week to week over the summer?
Cool.
And then that led us to this video series. And we have, with which I'm not involved with the production of the videos at all.
What are those things that the congregation now is focused on? And what are those aspects of the video series that you have moving forward with?
So we're actually putting these puzzle pieces up on the wall in our narthex from week to week. So at the end of the summer, it'll be a completed puzzle. And so each video, yes, is just focusing on basically different values, themes that reflect what the congregation shared. So some of them have been community, school, of course, as we talked about, our downtown location, family, being a congregation and ministry that focuses on ministering to people of all ages. Those have been some of the key ones. So again, the idea though that kind of each piece is going to complete that puzzle, and it's been awesome for me to just sort of sit back and see that come out. And I think it's really engaged our members this summer. And then we've been sharing them on our Facebook page, and others have been able to see them. And so it's been a cool experience.
Ah, oh, that's awesome. What are some of the things that you're learning? And I'm sure quite a bit, especially about your congregation and the members there at Trinity.
Well, patience, definitely. I am having to remind myself, I've been having to remind myself through this entire process with 5-2, that all of this takes time.
Yeah.
I kind of get antsy. So just trying to be patient with the process. And be patient with people who not everybody comes on board, at the same pace. Mm-hmm. And so trying to continue to listen to concerns that people who are a little bit less involved have. I love this, but I am having to get used to not having to be responsible for everything. And with that, I think just comes acknowledging that God has gifted our members, our congregation, in a lot of wonderful ways. And sometimes my job is actually to get out of the way and let God work through our members and their gifts. And then I can kind of stand back and just be in awe, which gives me a lot of reassurance, though, that, our direction going forward is not going to be about this is what I'm saying. I do have to lead, obviously, and I have to believe. Where I'm trying to help lead the congregation and serve the congregation, but it's not just this is what I see and this is what we're doing because I say we're doing it, but the congregation's really buying into that and taking ownership. So those are some of the things I've learned it is a learning process, as you know, constantly learning.
So talk a little bit about that 5-2 program, how it works and how it can empower.
They come in, do a series of things, a number of them in person, do a series of in-person workshops that, again, really begin with surveying the congregation and then helping the congregation to really, you know, drill down and isolate the values as an example of that. So that this process helped us, this is what they aim at, to identify four values. Mm-hmm. And my memory is not the best. I don't have those in front of me. They're not just single words. So I'm not going to be able to rattle those off. I should be able to do that. But when I came to Trinity had a list of about a dozen values. And that was one of the things I noticed, that, well, that's a lot of values to have. And these are all good things, but can we narrow that list down? So that 5-2 really helped us to narrow that list down. And then to develop our, through this series of workshops, to develop our mission, to kind of revise our mission statement, and then to clarify a vision, create that strategic plan. Different leadership groups and groups of members have been involved in the entire process along the way. The last step is that 5-2 has a big focus on, their, one of their operating principles, I guess I could say, is that starting new reaches new. And so they have a big focus on helping congregations to launch new ministries. And so it's kind of the last part of the process is helping the congregation to start some new ministry teams, or to sort of breathe new life into existing ministry teams. That's the last workshop. They call it the Activating Our Calling workshop. And so we had 10 different teams of members and some school parents as well involved, 10 different ministry areas. Mm-hmm. Then they actually, right, that's the part of the process we're in right now, that 5-2 actually coaches us through that for about a year. And they meet with the ministry leads and members of the teams. So we have, in fact, I just saw this week, we have, as an example, one of our teachers is real passionate about journaling in color, Bible reading and kind of drawing what you're reading and that sort of thing. So she launched a ministry that they call it Praying in Color. They've already met a couple of times, so it's for everybody, but it's really aimed at women and moms, and they get together and have some, they met this week after, I think this past weekend, to specifically pray for the start of the school year. So we have some new ministries that are developing and launching it's going to be fun to see where those go. But of course, all of that, the goal is not just that we're doing new things, but that we are finding other ways to connect people to Jesus. And that's the idea, not just counting on the ways we're used to doing that, but trying to capitalize on member gifts and passions to reach people with the message of Jesus that maybe we're not currently reaching.
So we are talking to Pastor Derek Riddle from Trinity in Jackson. So what are you finding out about how the church works to meet people for Jesus? And obviously it's not easy in a culture right now that we're in, basically with all the challenges in the different ways that we're being pulled from this culture, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is a learning process. I think some humility is involved. Just recognizing that kind of the ways that we're used to doing things, it doesn't necessarily meet everybody's needs, and we're not necessarily connecting with everybody that way. Just being, learning, I think, to ask questions, to have conversations, to really try to pay attention to the needs that, you know, to listen and pay attention to the needs that are around us. So for Trinity, that means paying attention to the needs around us in our community, in our downtown community, especially, but then also in our school. You know, our school is a huge mission field, because, you know, we don't have so many Trinity families sending their children to our school at this point in our history. We have a lot of, yes, some church families, but we definitely have families that, you know, have little or no church background. And you wouldn't believe the needs some of these families bring with them. So, you know, listening and not making assumptions. I think it's so easy for churches to make assumptions about what people need, and not really listen to what they need. And then sometimes, you know, it's important to admit we don't know. We don't automatically know what to do. We need to, you know, ask questions and again find ways to collaborate and partner with others. So learning, there's a lot to learn. There's a lot more to learn.
Well, Pastor, we appreciate your time. It's been great to catch up with you. Now, definitely check the show notes because we're gonna have more information and details on this topic. We appreciate all that you do, and sounds like it's not gonna be an easy process, but it's great that you're going through this and getting the congregation focused, right, on things that enable you to connect with the community out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't say it better. Excited. A lot of work ahead of us, a lot of challenges, but good work. I'm excited. And Jeff, thank you. Thanks for your time and for the opportunity. It's been my privilege.
We also want to thank you, the listener, for making this podcast part of your day. God bless.